Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you have any questions or you want to find out more about something, please drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels, or of course find the podcast on fmr.co.za. About the only thing I can hate about Chinese cars these days is the way they name them. And the Emoto C400T is a shameless bargain attack on the Europeans in every other regard. If you're a car nut, the moment you get near the Emoto C9, you feel echoes of other luxury cars. S-Class meets Range Rover meets China, you know, with those flash-mounted door handles that come out and dash louts with the swooping curves. You know exactly who has been copied here. And they are really echoes of the highest form of admiration. However, the car gives a lot of luxury. However, there is a but and an if to that luxury. You're not quite comparing a Emoto at this point directly with a Merc S-Class or a Range Rover. You are getting a large luxury SUV, make no mistakes. But where you're not getting what you'd get from the more obvious choices are dynamics. The luxury bruisers from the continent are just that, they're bruisers. This is a 2-litre powered with the Chery Group's 2-litre four-cylinder turbo petrol engine. It's no V12. The 192 kilowatts and 400 newton meters is going to get you to 100 in around 8 seconds, but with its 8-speed gearbox, it does feel a lot faster than that overtaking. It's not made for a 0 to 100 dash. But if you're looking to own the road, this isn't the car for you. So why would you buy it? Well, there is something you get in an S-Class or a similar big car, and that is something you never see elsewhere in the market. And that's it about the rear seats. And this is something that's a little different. When you get into the back of these big cars, and this Emoto has it, the back seats are adjustable. You have the heating and cooling. It's built for traveling in the back seat. Quite interesting why, apparently, and I only go apparently because I've been told, the reason is that Chinese cars are often bought with the mother-in-law in mind. And if you're in the market for a luxury car, how is mum-in-law going to feel in that back seat? And this one might not be built for the CEO, but it is definitely built for the backseat driver. Besides that, you're getting all of the tech. And I do mean all of the tech. And you get all the safety stuff, which other reviewers have found intrusive. You know what? It worked for me. The lane keeping, the distance control, the warnings, the not bumping into things. It all is there and it works. You have to get used to the Chinese way of doing things. It is a little bit more intrusive than the European way. There are bangs and pings and buzzes and shakes. But you know what? They've figured it out. It will get a little bit, let's call it more sophisticated with time, but it definitely works. You also get a full-size spare. Other highlights besides panoramic screens and the color changing everything and a refrigerated cooler box, which you can get elsewhere, is something I haven't seen. A place to put a phone, not only one phone, two phones, and they are dual wireless chargers. But the big deal is, at under 800,000 Rand, this is not a relative bargain. It's an absolute bargain. And although the fuel consumption is claimed in the low 8s, and I saw closer to 11 or 11 and a bit, with a 65-litre fuel tank, it's not a deal breaker. Now, if they could just get their naming ideas into the luxury segment, a Emoto C9 400T is a real looker, and it is available in an all-wheel drive version for 100,000 Rand more. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dondi. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDondi on the social media channels, that's DAVIDDONDE, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.